From 1936 on, Berrigan tried to run a big band, which went poorly because of his alcoholism and, frankly, because he was more interested in partying with his buddies in the band than managing the kind of disciplined operation needed in the music business. Nonetheless, much exciting music, and frankly some not so exciting, came out of Bunny's Orchestra. But at its best, the band had a drive equal to the high-profile outfits, thanks in part to various drummers, Johnny Blowers, George Wetling, Dave Tough, and Buddy Rich. Berrigan had few big-name musicians, but one who's really notable and not really well enough known is saxophonist Georgie Auld. Though his tone and attack rather defy description, I think, the tenor solos of Canadian-born Coleman Hawkins-inspired Auld brought a bright energy and lightness to the band before he moved on to join Artie Shaw and then Benny Goodman. Incidentally, Auld was much later heard prominently on the soundtrack of the 1977 film New York, New York, in which he also appeared. And you can hear Georgie Auld to good effect in these live performances by the Berrigan Orchestra, Shanghai Shuffle, and joined also by a very hot clarinetist, probably Joe Dixon, really tearing loose in Black Bottom. Thank you. Yeah, that's just how exciting the Berrigan Band could be in live performance, that from New York City in 1938.